You put shoes on their feet.
Okay, what's the full name for that would be?
Horseshoes.
Okay. And you know there's...
My husband used to shod horses.
Uh-huh.
Nailed the shoes on their feet.
What part of the feet?
The bottom.
Yeah.
Their forefeet, they'd turn them up, and they'd... I have a hammer for the horseshoe hammer where he nailed the nails through the you know what a horseshoe is?
Uh-huh.
You ever seen a horseshoe? And you know the place to put the nails, and he'd put the nails there and take this little hammer and drive that nail down where it'd stay in the hoof.
Hmm. So
that hoof didn't have any feeling in it.
Yeah.
But whenever you put horses and mules on the road, especially hard top roads every day, they do quite a bit better with shoes on than do with that about being
so
shod.
You'd put the shoes on the horses?
Hoofs. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sort of a game that people would play with the horseshoe.
Horseshoes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Boys and men used to play quite a bit here with the horseshoes.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would take old shoes off of the horses, and sometimes some of the nails would come out, and they have to be taken out of, they'd ruin the horse's feet, and the old horseshoes would be thrown in a pile back close to his shop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they used to play with, the old used horseshoes.
Did you ever see him playing with anything more like a ring? So they'd throw it and it'd be a ring.
A washer. Washer. I've seen them play with washers.
What game what did they call that?
They just played game of washers.
Uh-huh.
Game of horseshoe throwing. And used to, they played pitching dollars.
Uh-huh. How big were the washers? They just
about the size of a dollar.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind they used. My husband, he had a shop, and he always had a lot of washers, and that's about the size of the washers they'd get to pitch. They call them pitching washers.
What would they pitch them?
They'd make little holes in the ground, stand so far from each other, and they'd pitch these washers, and the one that got the most in this hole, there's one that won out.
Mm-hmm. I see. What'd you call a female sheep?
What color?
What did you call a female sheep?
Yo.
Okay. Anything else that you heard? Any other way you heard that word pronounced?
Not to my memory.
What about the male sheep?
Ram, I believe. Is mm-hmm. that right?
Was that word nice to use?
We never did have sheep. Never was necessary to use a word much. So
uh-huh.
I never did talk much about the rams and the ewes because we didn't have sheep and they never was in my neighborhood. I just don't know whether that meant it would have been very nice or not.
Yeah. What would people raise sheep for?
They used to case a sheep and put them on a table and cut the wool off, and they'd take this wool then, and they would wash it, and that's what women would card and make thread and make people's socks and make wool materials. They would weave the wool to make the wool blankets that it was off to the sheep. And of course they use the cotton for cotton material, but people would use wool blankets mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way they got the wool, was to share the sheep.
And talking about hogs, when they're first born, you call them?
Pigs.
Okay. And then when they get a little older, they're?
Shoats.
What size is a shoat?
Well, I'd say about 3 or 4 months old.
Uh-huh. Then the female's called the?
Sow.
What if she's never had pigs?